again. I've worked outside a little bit, but nothing like that. You know, having to be, it's, you know, my kids like to tell me as they're living up north now, they like to tell me you can dress for it and prepare for it. It's not bad. But I'll be honest, I just don't like cold at all. So I'll actually go to the opposite extreme sometimes. And honestly, I know that makes it worse when you overdress and then start sweating. It makes it even worse. But I'll dress up, and you know, I used to be, they would say if you're going outside and you're warm when you get outside, then you're probably overdressed, especially if you're going to be doing some working and stuff. But I just do not like to deal with the cold at all. And, you know, I don't like being wrapped up either, which kind of, it's kind of detrimental to both sides, I guess. But if I had a choice for being warm and trying to cool down a little bit or being cold and trying to warm up, I would take a little warm and then cooling down anytime.
Copy that, Mike. I have you on computer speaker, so my wife is able to hear the conversation too. And my wife, she agrees with what you just said about you know, my wife is actually from the north. My wife is actually from up north, up in Connecticut, so she knows how it feels to both overdress and underdress. And Mike, like I said, when she worked for Lowe's Home Improvement in the garden center, she was constantly outdoors, subjected to the cold weather. And me, in my lumberyard job up northern part of Greenwood and where it shows, we did have buildings for shelter, but the buildings were open doors, but there were no closable doors attached to it. So the cold in the wintertime, Mike, whenever the cold wind blew, the freezing cold air was free to blow through the building at will, and we did have industrial style kerosene. Mike, we did have the long tube style floor heaters that you could pour kerosene into, that you could keep going with kerosene. But outside of that small heat source that we had to keep warm with. So in other words, you know, when it was cold for us, Mike, you can understand by my explanation that when it got cold, it was cold.
Star with K4PQA in the Ragtube portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Yeah, Stephen, I kind of remember it back to standing topside watch in the Navy at some of those places where it was super cold. You know, you're scraping ice off of the side of the ship, and, you know, you're standing out there doing topside watch. And, you know, I remember being cold, definitely cold, and not liking it at all. And, of course, the older I get, the less I like being cold at all. So, but, you know, I'll do weird things. Like, I was sitting in my bedroom the other day just reading a book, and I kept getting a little bit of a chill. We, again, probably more information, we have a ceiling fan in there that the ceiling fan was on. And I don't know why, it just took me forever to realize, hey, why don't you just turn the ceiling fan off and that cool breeze you keep feeling would go away. But, you know, again, I like to complain, but I can't really, because, you know, I don't have to necessarily work outside that much. But I think, too, probably part of the big problem is I can go in and out, and that makes it even worse, because you go out, get cold, come back inside, get warm, go out, get cold, come back inside, get warm. And I think sometimes that makes it worse, because I know when we were, you know, having to stand topside watch or whatever and be outside for 4 hours, it was always just easier to prepare for it, go out, get it done, and then come back instead of going and warming up, get cold, warming up, get cold, because it just seems like that cycle would be worse every time.
And, Mike, KA4PQA Friday. Mike, I completely agree with what you're saying. And one thing people don't realize is she's even reminded me of this, Mike. The more you, the, the more you go out, the more you transition from you go outside, you go outside, get cold, come back, you go out into the cold, come back into the warm, go out into the cold, come back into the warm. You do that, and Mike, you do that enough over and over again, your body's going to get confused, and that's the best way I know of to make you sick.
Definitely agree with that too. And I mean, I watch these shows on TV. There's one that we watched that I can't remember. It's one of the I can't think of the name of it now. I'm trying to remember the station that it's on, but it's like the folks that live up in Alaska. And I'm like, people choose to do that. I'm like, no, if I had to choose, I think it would be like southern tip of Florida down in Key West or something where it's, 70, 80 degrees with a ocean wind all the time if I was picking a place to live.
See that, Mike? I agree with you. Florida has always been known to be the warm sunshine state.
In places, Southern California, Southern Florida, some of those places down there, Puerto Rico, maybe, whatever they call that tropical climate, where you have to complain because it's warm all the time. But I don't know, I like being here where we have our seasons a little bit, and at least I can complain about being cold, but, hopefully it'll pass by relatively quickly, this bitter cold. I don't mind a mild winter, but when it drops below freezing, and again, in South Carolina we can say that, up north they kind of expect it, but down here we don't really expect it to be below freezing for very long if it is, so... again, I don't mind necessarily putting up with it for a couple of days based on the rest of the days of the year that are relatively mild. So, but hopefully we'll hunker down, get through this next little cold snap, and see what else comes along.
Copy that, Mike. Completely understand. Back when she worked at the Greenwood Lowe's outside garden center, and I worked in the lumberyard, we already had the flannel and the long johns and the thermal socks and Mike, my wife and I, we've always pretty much kept as best as we could the proper warm clothing to wear outside during the wintertime, especially when it gets this cold. Like I said, the flannel, the thermal, the long johns, we pretty much have all that in home, Mike, so we already have it here and know to kind of have ourselves prepared to be able to dress to go out in the bitter cold weather this time of year.
Mentioning the bitter cold, and I was going to try and follow up with Doug, KO4GWR, and I've heard him a couple of times check in over the last couple of nets saying he's backpack mobile. And I was going to see if I could bring him back into the conversation here and see how he's doing out there. Doug, are you still around, KO4GWR? He might have secured already. But, I wanted to talk to Cole for me to be backpacking, but he's out backpacking somewhere, and I didn't hear the details on exactly where he was. I don't know if he's up in, up near Table Rock or somewhere up there doing one of the hiking trails up there or exactly what, but... they've made strides in warm clothing, with down and some of these man-made fibers and stuff like that. But, again, my biggest thing is just cold avoidance. The more you can avoid cold, you don't have to prepare for it.
Affirmative, Mike. You were talking earlier, Mike, about not having a thermometer. I am looking. I am out. Our desktop computer that I'm talking to you on EchoLink on, it is in the living room, and I'm looking at the display on the professional wireless weather station that I have right here beside me, and according to the display, the temperature in Greenwood right now was the actual temperature of 34.3, and the feel like is 30 degrees, so, and the temperature is still dropping, so it probably, so given those numbers, Mike, the temperature is still falling, so the 34.3 actual and 30 degrees feels like that probably is not as cold as what it will get, that probably isn't as cold as what it will be in Greenwood by daybreak.
I'm sitting here, and typically I just don't have the thermometer outside, but I'll turn on the TV or check the computer as well or ask Siri what the temperature is outside before I venture out too far. But, again, more often than not, I've gotten really not lazy. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't prepare as much as I used to. When we grew up in Virginia, we would take, you know, warm clothes with us in the car, that kind of stuff, in case there was something that would happen. But, you know, now I've just got a jacket, and, you know, I'll jump in the car because I don't really expect to be gone from the house for too long. But, you know, I definitely need to, especially during these times when the weather's dropping so bitter cold and, you know, there's definitely some inclement weather in the forecast, you know, have the little extras, you know, extra pair of gloves, extra pair of warm clothes, extra pair of boots, that kind of stuff, at least in the car if something were to happen. You know, just take those extra precautions, over.
Copy that, Mike. I completely agree with you. This time of year you have to make sure that you are physically prepared. You have to make sure that you are physically prepared with warm clothing for the weather, as well as keeping your vehicle in check, making sure your battery is good, making sure that you keep plenty of gas in the car, making sure you keep plenty of gas in your vehicle, and extra blanket, and just all of your precautions that you should take in vehicle area for, you know, in case you should happen to run into an emergency while you're on the road.
4HR with KA4PQA and the Ragtube portion of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Yeah, Stephen, definitely I need to redouble and recheck my efforts on that for sure. And but give me 1 second here. Let me see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z as we continue on in the Ragtube portion. Anyone looking to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet and hasn't done so, A through Z, beginning of Suffolk Civic call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR Net Control. Pause means we have everybody, so I'm going to give one more call out, Stephen, just to look out and see if Doug may still be online. KO4GWR, AK4HR, and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Doug, are you still around, sir? Seems like Doug is secured for the night, so I might be able to try him on another net. But did you have anything else for us tonight, Stephen?
Negative, I don't, Mike. Mike, any other time I would check in negative, but I just, like I said, Mike, when I heard that North Carolina station mention about the conditions he worked in for, two or three years, the open vehicles with no doors to close and no heat to be able to turn on. Mike, I just had to chime in. Like I said, normally I wouldn't come back in there. Normally I would not stay for regular time, but tonight in particular, Mike, I just had to re-chime in here and just let that North Carolina station know that my wife and I, we can sympathize with him because we have had to work in the same outdoor. We have ourselves spent a few years working in the same unprotected, that unprotected outdoor conditions, having to brave the wintertime cold. And with that, Mike, I had to come back in here and make those cold weather comments, let that North Carolina station know that we kind of sympathize with him and had been there ourselves, so we knew what he was going through. But Mike, with that, that's all the rag cue I had for tonight. Again, Mike, it was great to get to check in with you again and talk to you again, and hopefully we'll get to see you, like I said, at our Hamfest next weekend this time. But with that, Mike, I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you so you can get finished up with the net, KA4PQA.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Steven, yeah, I appreciate that, you coming back in there and making some comments for sure. I mean, that's what the rag chew portion is for, definitely. So, again, we always enjoy the rag. That's the fun part of the net, so to speak. So, definitely, you and Miss Jennifer, stay safe, stay warm, and hopefully we'll see you. If I can get healthy again, for sure, that's the goal for next weekend. But hopefully we'll see you guys then. So, Steven, you and Miss Jennifer, enjoy. Again, stay safe, stay warm, and we'll talk again first chance we get. All right, it sounded like I may have had a station that tried to come in there when Stephen was doing his sign-off over the Echolink node trying to check in. So we'll give one more call for check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we secure. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. I might have gotten everybody that was going to sign in, so I'll ask one final time. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control.
Mike, I know I just got finished. I know I just signed off, but recheck. I thought of something I was trying to think of a minute ago, and so before you, I just want to make mention of that before you close the net, Mike.
Okay, go ahead, Stephen. No worries.
Affirmative, Mike. I was trying to think of I just thought of the word I was looking for. The conditions I worked in this time of year up north in Greenwood and Ware Shoals, the word I was looking for that I couldn't think of then was open buildings with no doors to close. I couldn't think of the word when I was describing it, but I just thought of the word, Mike. The buildings I worked in at my lumberyard job in Ware Shoals were basically open buildings with no doors to shut to close the building all the way to keep all the cold air out. That was the word I was looking for. The proper word for description escaped me at the time when I was describing, how my wife and I had been there before as far as having to be out in the cold due to work.
All of us at one time or another have had to work in a job like that, or should have had to work in a job like that. So we would appreciate the people that do a little bit more. And I mean, I'm just trying to think of all the folks that work outside. I couldn't even complete the list just for electric and, utilities and stuff like that. And I even remember Ray talking about being helicoptered up to Paris Mountain. He had a story about being helicoptered up there. Because the snow was so deep, they had to drop him in the snow back in the day. So, yeah, I mean, I think people forget, and we kind of talk occasionally on the net about life being too easy now for a lot of us. And, you know, I'm definitely looking for that the older I get. I don't need life to get more difficult. I'm looking for easier now for sure. But, hopefully folks have an appreciation for the amount of work. I mean, for the Amazon people or delivery folks and UPS, all those, I don't mean to, like, single people out. I'm just trying to name a couple of places I know of off of the top of my head that folks work out in the weather. And just have appreciation for those folks. You know, public service, fire, police, rescue, all that stuff. got to deal with that stuff on a daily basis, so I'm glad I can sit and complain at home.
Copy that, Mike, and you mentioning about the utilities, I will make on that note, you mentioned about the electric and utilities, Mike. I am the only child of a father who was a lineman for the Greenwood CPW Electric, and he was actually a class A lineman, which meant that my dad was the one that went up in the bucket. My dad was the one that went up in the bucket trucks and did all the line work on top of the poles. And Mike, to my knowledge, Mike, during the years that my dad worked with Greenwood CPW Electric as a lineman, there were many weekends. I remember him pulling, what they call trouble call or after hours call. And there were many weekends that I recall him having to go out in the truck, go up in the bucket and work on lines, even in bad winter weather, like, you know, we had this time of year, Mike.
Rough job for sure, because, you know, even in the sunshine and the nice weather, it's a dangerous job. But again, like we've seen here lately with the storms and everything going on, those guys are usually working in the worst of it. So rain, sleet, you know, it's like the mailman motto, rain, sleet, storm, gloom of night, that kind of stuff. That's not only the mailmen that do that. So, yeah, my hat's off to those folks for sure.
And also, my wife just mentioned, not only in addition to me being the only son of a utility company lineman, her dad was in the roofing business, my wife's dad was in charge of a roofing company, so basically both of our dads, my dad being an electric utility company lineman and her dad being a roofer, both dads were in the same position. They had to brave the cold to keep customers happy and get the job done, if you will.
Butch R with K4PQA and the Ragtube portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And, yeah, you know, Stephen, there's just tons of people. And I guess, you know, we all know them all. So I don't want to say take them for granted, but I think a lot of times people don't understand how much work all of that actually involves. I mean, my dad worked for the phone company, and he was, you know, he had to do the phones and stuff, but it wasn't quite as critical. Well, it used to be, because, you know, that used to be the only way to communicate was the phone, the landline phones, when he was on with the phone company. But, you know, I remember nights when he would do the same thing, have to go out and work on the weekends and stuff during storms. Some lines got pulled down, but he never actually did the electricity stuff, and that's dangerous in and of itself. And every time I climb up on my roof to pull the gutters or clean out the gutters or do something up on the roof, I thank goodness I don't have to do that every day either. So I have to say for Jennifer's dad. But some people enjoy it. You know, they get to the point where they enjoy that kind of work. And, you know, a couple of years ago I had some guys come out and do some pruning on one of my trees. I guess pruning is the word, even though they came out. But they were climbing up that thing and, you know, up and down, and had their chainsaws, and they said they enjoyed it, that kind of work. So, you know, I guess it takes all kinds, and I guess the moral of that story is, I guess we have all kinds of different people that enjoy doing different things and can and will do those kind of jobs.
Affirmative, Mike, I agree. My dad, Mike, my My dad being a lineman, he probably had one of the tough. My dad being a lineman, he probably had one of the tough. He had probably one of the toughest jobs that there is because like you mentioned with linemen, they are out there up in the bucket trucks on top of the poles, keeping lines fixed and repaired so we can have electricity and stay warm. And just like the rest of them, my dad did it in good weather and bad, both summer and winter, like the season we're in now. And my wife's dad also worked for the DOT. So he also worked for the SCDOT as well. So basically both of our dads had worked outside jobs that, you know, like you said, in a way that, warrants some respect due to the hazards of the kind of job that it is.
Break here and see if we have any additional check-ins. I know we're running into a bottom half of the 10 o'clock hour here, but let me see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. On pause means we don't have anybody. So, Stephen, I'll go ahead and pass back to you one more time, sir, and let you make a couple of final closing comments here, and then I'll go ahead and close down the net so we can return the repeater back open. But did you have any additional comments for us tonight, Stephen?
Negative, Mike. Did you copy the negative, Mike? Did you get a copy on the comments I made before about our dads with the electric utility being up in the bucket truck and the DOT and all, and just about the fact that our dads worked the kind of job that our dads work do warrant respect because the job they do are in certain ways hazardous jobs in their own way.
Definitely agree with that for sure. Because like I say, there's danger in those jobs, just like we were talking about on a regular day when the sun's shining and the birds are singing, and they're up there doing that kind of stuff. And they're just like everybody. You know, they're going the opposite way when the hurricanes blow in. You know, I see those trucks headed down 26 or 85 or whatever to Florida every time there's a storm down there. So, you know, and what happened with those guys and pulling some of those truck crews in to get our power and stuff back on. So, yeah, tip the hat to them for sure.
Copy that, Mike. And also, Mike, I'll make this my final comment. Turn it back over to you. I'll make this my last comment before I turn it back over to you, so you can close the net. One last comment that I'll also add, Mike. The guys with the SCDOT, like her dad used to do, those guys also deserve the credit and warrant because they're really the ones that keep our highways and roadways safe for travel.
For all that infrastructure folks, definitely like we were talking about a minute ago, there's so many to list, and I think sometimes people forget some of the jobs that get done. That's why I think everybody should have to do at least some of that at some point in their life. And, you know, I think a lot of us have been through that, had held multiple jobs where we've kind of been through a couple of different things. And I think some folks maybe just forget about all the things it makes to make the world go around, so to speak.
Copy that, Mike. I think, the electrical company job with the lineman like my dad was, and the ones who fix roofs and the state DOT, all of those jobs, I just I'll just be honest with you, Mike, and I'll close it with this. A lot of times they don't get the credit. A lot of times, Mike, they just don't get the credit that they deserve.
I definitely have to agree with that. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot either. Like even just recently when I would see the tree crews or whatever, or the linemen, all it takes is a little wave or, you know, a little toot of the horn, like, you know, supportive, like, doo-doo, you know, we see you guys and we appreciate you guys being out here and that kind of stuff. You know, a thank you goes a long way. It doesn't take a lot, you know, a little tiny, you know, we appreciate you, that kind of stuff, or just saying hello or hi or acknowledging that they're there and out there working for us is all it takes sometimes, so.
Affirmative, Mike, while we are on the topic of recognizing and appreciating, we cannot leave out our military, the armed forces that, you know, that at home and abroad, our armed forces, our military, they are on guard 24/7, 365, keeping us safe. So we definitely, Mike, cannot leave them out. They also, I don't feel like, get the credit that they deserve a lot of times, or especially, you know, the thank yous like you just mentioned.
And it takes us full circle on mine, at least, because, you know, like I say, I was remembering from standing out there topside watching the cold and stuff, and, yeah, I definitely have an appreciation for those folks that are still doing that job, for sure. But, yeah, that's what made me decide I wanted to be someplace warm after standing outside 3 o'clock in the morning, water lapping up on the sub and stuff like that. Yeah, it got kind of cold for sure. But, yeah, like I say, there's so many thankless jobs. People just need to kind of, you know, think about a little bit what people are out there doing for them and be appreciative. Because, like I say, I think sometimes we kind of get caught up in what we're doing for sure.
I completely agree with you, Mike. And a lot of us do that, and all too many times, Mike, we do that in a lot of cases without even thinking about it, but it doesn't matter if it's regardless if it's a lineman or especially if it's a military, I always try to tell them thank you every chance I get. You know, thank you for your service to our country, or thank you for what you're doing. But Mike, with that I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you so you can close down the net, KA4PQA.
And you, Miss Jennifer, stay warm, stay safe. Hopefully we'll see each other next weekend. Appreciate you hanging out and making a few comments for us, dragging the net out, keeping the finals on the repeater up there on the mountain warmed up, because I bet it's pretty cold up there tonight. But anyway, Stephen, enjoyed it, sir, and we'll talk again first chance we get. All right, let's go ahead and see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we secure tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning of suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Well, see, I've got another question for you that you, hearing you talk, got talking about being up when the sub's up topside and it's very cold. Well, it's like the time of year that it is now. And the North Pole up there and the Arctic Circle up there is in 24/7 darkness. No sun shining for about a month. And it's cold like that. Was y'all ever topside under those conditions?
We never went that far north, but I was just talking like when we were in port, we have to have a watch on, because, you know, again, the sub is pretty much submerged the whole time, so it's not quite like the surface ships. Surface ships have watch too, but we had what was called topside watch. And you had to stand topside and just make sure there wasn't anything weird going on, all that kind of stuff. But when we were in port, we'd have to stand watch on the pier. And it just got cold down there on those rivers in the ports.
Well, it might be by some chance y'all was in places like that, like it would be up there right now. And the sun might be topside, and you might be up there out the pitch up there near the Cunning Tower. And that's the kind of situation I was thinking about.
Let's say K4HR with KI4LZI in the Ragtree portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, Andy, they do have watches for those up there where the guys stand watch, even if there's not another port around. But I never did any of that stuff. I mean, we never went that far north. Most of my stuff was in the Atlantic and then over in Europe when we went around in the Mediterranean. But Norfolk was cold enough.
Carry on the security. When you was talking that, I was wondering about like it is up there in the Arctic Circle right now with no light for 24/7 and that ice cold coming from. KI4LZI, back to you.
Appreciate you coming back in and making a few more comments. So, again, we'll get one more call here before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. On pause means we have everybody, so one final call. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control. On pause there, just wanted to make sure nobody was coming back in, but I know Patrick, KO4HKX, is scheduled to call net tomorrow night. I know he'd appreciate you coming by and checking in with him. Stand by, I'll pass my net report, and then we'll close out the net. So this is AK4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we'd like to thank all our stations that have checked in to the net. Remember and do your best and try and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. Well, now I'll return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless, Happy New Year.